It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
The city slicker had just driven up to the country store. He noticed a group of men sitting on one side of the store's porch, engaged in a game of checkers. On the other side of the porch was a fellow sitting in a rocking chair. The city slicker, who was at the store to make a big sale and turn a nice profit, decided he would go over and speak to the man in the chair. The man, who was enjoying a good chew of tobacco, had an old hound dog lying on the floor beside him. The city slicker, knowing something of the love that country people have for their dogs, decided that the way to impress the man in the chair was to be nice to the man's dog. So he walked over to where the man was sitting. "Howdy, mister," the city slicker said. "Does your dog bite?" he asked. "Nope," replied the man, giving a good strong spit of his chewing tobacco. The city slicker reached down to pat the dog on the head. The dog responded by biting the man's hand off. Finally, when the other men managed to get the dog off the city slicker, he spoke to the man in the chair again. "I thought you said that your dog didn't bite," the city slicker said. The country fellow, still sitting in his chair, gave another healthy tobacco spit and then spoke. "My dog don't bite. That ain't my dog." One of the tragedies of our age is our unwillingness to be helpful when we can. We see people who are headed for trouble, people whom we could be helpful to, and we simply make no effort to assist them. The Italian poet Dante once had this to say about such people: "He who sees a need and waits to be asked for help is as unkind as if he had refused it." Our generation is seemingly being influenced heavily by this policy of non-involvement. We see places where we could help, where our help is needed, and we turn away with the thought that that's none of my business. And that thought, that attitude, is totally false. If you can be of help to your fellow man, and he needs your help, then it's some of your business. We're all part of the family of man, and that makes us all brothers and sisters. Our reason for being in the world is to make a difference, to make it better that we're here. And the finest way we can do that is to lend assistance where and when we can, to have an opportunity to do good. And to fail to take advantage of that opportunity is a reflection of a tragic flaw in our moral character. Non-involvement is a self-defeating attitude because the time will come for each of us when we ourselves will need the assistance of another. The Apostle Paul once wrote, "Be kind to each other." You know, that's still good, sound advice today. And the carpenter himself said, "Treat others as you would want them to treat you." From experience, let me say that that advice takes precedent over a policy of non-involvement any day of the week. In other words, if it isn't your dog, tell the man so.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.